Hi there, this is the automatically deleted husband, still in love with his wife, still trying to reconcile with her. I've been wondering, it seems now would be the right time to ask my wife, my family, to pray for the circumstances that are set before me. But in a way, it seems pointless, doesn't it? Today I spoke, it amazes me, conference call. Somebody was in Brazil, someone was in Argentina, maybe Colombia, I'm not sure. Perhaps somebody in Barbados and in Bahamas. And a guy in Georgia, and of course myself in Tennessee. So we're all on the phone together. And some of these people are doing not just phone, but video. It's kind of like, it's a strange world we live in. Did the transactions, did the test. Test went fine. They're going to do some other tidying or whatnot because it's an operational store and they're changing over. So it looks like everything went okay and that's basically up to them. But that happened. So it looks like that relationship, this is the first, and it's with Sol Petroleum, which is apparently, Sol is Spanish for sun. It's the big chain of stores in that part of the world. So this is a rather large relationship. So that may indeed, it went well today. But the other thing that happened is that you may be familiar with Heartland. Years ago, when you'd have checks printed, often one of the major publishers was Heartland. And this is business forms. This is something that I wonder if anybody in my family could relate to. They were a big check printing company, but that was not all that they did. They did that. They did other things, including handling, processing transactions, which is what is their apparently the focus right now. Nirav, had a conversation with the president of the company yesterday. And the buyout offer was made. So that's being discussed. We're supposed to discuss some things, some details this weekend, some various ideas and so forth. And that may include a little chunk of change to allow me to catch up on my goal. I'm sorry. I know this may confuse some people because it comes from the Bible. A lot of people are overly enamored by Romans 13, but stop at the first seven verses and misuse them. But 13:8, owe no man anything but love. So it's an idea that has been pressing on me for a long time now, for actually a couple of years at least. And so it's a strong desire to take care of any liabilities I have, and including some liabilities I don't have. So that is a focus, and I feel a little hope that this might suddenly happen. But there's an issue, like I mentioned yesterday. You're quite aware actually, I don't think you're aware. You probably have no idea why I lost the job at Westar, why the contract ended early at Volvo, so many others. Probably have no idea, do you? Currently, I work in a contract basis between Rapid RMS and myself. I'm not an employee. I am self-employed, according to the government. I am self-employed. I've been that way now for many years. And at this stage, I refuse to do anything else. So if the buyout offer includes making me an employee, the answer will be no. I mean, it's not an area I will compromise on. But of course, there's the reason why. And I don't think you'll hear. But anyway, that event's a dialogue supposed to happen this weekend, and then their discussions the following week, I guess. But you've been informed. I'm afraid I wasted my time. No, I didn't. Because it's been set before, my family. Ignore it or not, it's set before you. My lady, I so very much love you.